Hey again, Debbie, it's Claire. Now we're talking with Miss Sky. And the first item that came up on a follow-up was emotional release from the skin, right? All skin. Which of course is a relationship to the environment. Again, you know, the sense of touch, skin, all of that. It's her relationship to the environment as a whole, right? So the emotional release of, it was like deep kind of grief and kind of mixed with anxiety and worry. Again, as I recall, I didn't listen to the first session again because sometimes it's better for me if I just go in kind of fresh. But I think we had a lot of sadness and weirdness around even being here, right? And maybe a little anxiety around even being, you know, on the planet, right, in existence. So that may be reflected here, but we're really calming down that sense of, you know, it's okay to relate to the environment, right? That's okay. It's okay to be in the environment, and it's okay to relate to the environment in a safe, productive way, healthy way, right? So she didn't know that maybe. And she was grieving for some reason. And it was showing up at the level of the skin. So let me get this second item. Okay, so now we're working on the whole protective energy field and then really her whole frequency field around her, right? Which is huge. And you know, of course, you know, it has to go through the field to get skin. I mean, stuff's coming out from the inside and in from the outside. So we're working from the outside in and the inside out. It sounds painfully simple. But anyway, so we're really recalibrating that energy field and that protective Wei Qi, especially. Because for some reason, she's just being bugged by the environment and by the field. And she's trying to recalibrate her own field, right? So that's, or she's trying to, she's actually, it's happening. So that's a little, you know, off-putting as well. So we're in there just kind of going, reweaving the field for her. So it's calm, it's stable, it's coherent. You know, a lot of coherence work, right? A lot of coherence work. And for Maddie as well, right? So a lot of coherence, just balance and coherence and balance and coherence and rest and repair, rest and repair. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, so now we've got a prenatal piece from week 3 of gestation. So she's in a little sack, you know, and mom is stressed. And mom is not getting adequate nutrition. So there are other things, as I say, I think the womb was a very difficult place for them. And mom was undergoing a lot of stress. And so nutritionally, she's not getting what she needs. So she develops some issues, mostly affecting metabolism and the endocrine system, right? So in other words, if she's kind of big, she may be kind of big based on endocrine, you know, based on cortisol, right? Not based on any, eating or not eating, but definitely there were nutritional deficiencies that led to certain imbalances as she was a developing fetus that would have moved with her, obviously, as she matured. Not to mention the emotional trauma of all of it, which I think came up in the last session, and the feelings of, you know, not having enough, or maybe I'm depriving somebody else because mom didn't have enough and there wasn't enough to go around in a way. So anyway, we're addressing that in this item and, you know, kind of going back in time, if you will, and addressing that as best we can. I'll give you the next item in a sec. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. So what comes now is the energy, but it's not just her energy. It's the energetic matrix formed with the animals in your family. So Sonia, her sister, and also with Maddie. So she's wanting to kind of, say, anchor the matrix. So really provide stability for the energetic matrix of all these relationships, specifically related to the animals, not the people. So she's really feeling some tension. She apparently is feeling the Maddie-Sonia tension. And, you know, Sonia, Sonia is Sonia, right? So, like Maddie said, she's spoiled, right? So she has like a thing. She's got her own little personality and everything, of course. And so does Skye. So, but Skye is really feeling like maybe she should help with this, or she could help with this. So we're trying to facilitate that as a coordination matrix with the others. So let's see how that works, because she wants the job. You know, she's applying for the job. So we're facilitating that connection for her. Hang on. So now we're working on strengthening the immune system. We're up-leveling or optimizing the circulation of blood, of energy, of lymphatic fluids, of the nervous connections, everything she needs to really have a robust immune system. Again, if she's having trouble with her fur, her skin, any of the stuff that may be, or again, I think she had some cortisol issues, I can't remember, but any of that autoimmune stuff, we're just, you know, really helping to get the immune system so robust that basically, you know, there's nothing that can, you know, get her. She doesn't, nothing bothers her, right? She's always healthy and balanced, again, to the balance. So, okay, great. So hang on, next item. Okay, so here's a big one. We just did, like, all, in Body Tech, we have a whole category called essential general balancing items. And there's like 14 items in there. Okay, so we did all of them. She needed all of them. So hydration, balancing the nervous system in three or four different ways, balancing the sphenobasilar joint, balancing to any scars, whether they be skin scars or Wei Qi, you know, energetic scars, which, you know, they definitely we all have, even if we don't have, most of us have skin scars. She does too, but we all have tons of energetic scars we don't even know about. So all of that, hydration's a big one for her, which it came up like big bright lights, you know, hydration. You know, and the question is not intake with hydration, right? The question is absorption. Is she absorbing? So we did the whole hydration protocol. We did the hydration protocol with easy water. So we use, you know, the fourth phase of water. We're not just using water in its regular phase. So it's more permeable to the cell membrane, etc. So all those things, switching. She was switching. The brain was switching and getting confused. So all that. So I will probably tap that out again for her, because that's a big correction right there. And that should make a big difference right there if she had to have all of them. That's a lot. Anyway, that right there is a Body Talk session. Anyway, I'll be right back. Okay, so now to go along with that huge tune-up, we're also resetting the musculoskeletal alignment. Makes sense, because we just did a big, big tune-up of essentials, right, and balanced everything. And now all the bones and muscles and the alignment of the body are changing, right? So wanting to be back in, you know, in perfect alignment and balance. So we just tapped all that out, which, of course, different on a cat than it is on a human, but same idea. Everything has to be balanced, or it can't all work together so pretty like they do. Anyway, we did that. That's a big one, too. Be right back. Okay, now we have the seventh chakra that we're working on, but specifically not just the chakra, which, you know, top of the head, same as it is for us. But also, and I think we worked with this before as well, the pituitary gland, right, master gland, for the entire metabolic system. But we're really opening the, you know, the chakra, but very gently, and really recalibrating that pituitary and the way it relates to the HPA, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, because to really take down that stress reactions for her, right, and really open her up to a relaxation response that then allows her body to recalibrate, realign, and renew in ways that, you know, maybe it just never has. So that should be a good one. But again, wanted more attention. Once again, I think we hit that in the first formula as well. I'll be right back. Okay, so now we're doing another emotional release of fear from the bilateral kidneys. So, you know, obviously, if adrenals are involved, kidneys are involved. And, you know, kidneys, water element, that's fear. And then it starts to rob the body of water from other places. So we don't want that. So we're removing fear, and then we're doing a sort of a circulation optimization to both kidneys, kind of a recalibration, boost, energy boost, because the kidneys house the, in Chinese medicine, house the jing. That's a life force. So you don't want that going away. So, yeah, we did that. I'll be right back. Okay, so the next thing we dealt with was a reset and boost for the gallbladder meridian. Again, really important to all digestive processes and making sure that you know, that everything's getting, all the juices are going, the right cocktails going in, and calibrating with the liver and all of that. So gallbladder becomes important for many reasons. Also, sometimes if there's a kidney difficulty, like a yin difficulty or a jing difficulty, it can affect, you know, the wood element, gallbladder and liver. So it can go there first. So we want to make sure that gallbladder is in good shape. So that's what we did. I'll be right back. It's a big formula. And we did a circulation optimization for the entire brain and also balancing the hemispheres of the brain. Again, in light of all this work and everything that's gone on and all the changes that she's processing, even still from the first session. And remember, she didn't even want to have a session yesterday. She's okay with it today, but, you know, yesterday she's like, no dice. So we balanced everything. And then made sure that the corpus callosum was working properly. And that's a huge balance. I mean, she's had a lot of work. Yeah, she's something else. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. Okay, so that's it for this session. I'm going to check her and, well, I'll be checking her tomorrow because I always do. But I'm going to check her in about 9 days. And see if she needs anything else right now. But she's processing a ton of stuff, just like a ton of stuff. And that was a huge formula. A lot of, you know, just where like a whole part of the protocol was just like, boom, we installed, you know. So these are big energetic process pieces, and people don't realize. Sometimes people go home from a biotox session, and they'll say, I couldn't even stand up. I had to go to bed. I don't know what was wrong with me. Well, I do. Because I've had it happen to me, and you know, I've had clients, so that's what it is. It's just a big load of processing that we're all doing after we have these sessions, and that was a big one. So okie dokie smokey, I'm going to check her again in the morning. I'm going to look forward to speaking with you at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and feel free to let me know any news from the animal frontier. Okay, love you. Big kiss. Bye.